Sheila is jamming the tunes to get you through the workday on Classic Hits 98.7.
The new Classic Hits 98.7. That's Bruce Springsteen. I'm Sheila, jumping right into it. Coming up during the Lunch Ladies 80s, I'm going to dig into the lunch bag and pull out a winner to send to Scottsdale, Arizona for CycleFest at Westworld. Later, we'll hear from Peter Criss, get his take on Kiss inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I've got your morning coffee break in just a few minutes, but let's drop that hammer down on the double nickel with Sammy Hagar on Classic Hits 98.7. The new Classic Hits at 98.7. That's Jefferson Starship. I'm Sheila. We're at 10:15, and it looks like the boss is calling with another one of his insidious complaints. So let's call coffee break. Caffeinated by Picacho Coffee, premier roaster of specialty grade coffees. You can visit PicachoCoffee.com to place a local order or grab a freshly roasted bag at Toucan Market. Or you could be my first caller at 524-4560 or on the VIP line toll-free at 866-VIP-TCFM. I've got a bag of these freshly roasted beans that I want to give to you during coffee break on Classic Hits 98.7.
Greetings, this is your employer. It's come to my attention that 19% of you are stealing office supplies. For God's sake, people, in my day, we didn't steal pens and paper. There was no written language, and anyone capable of reading was burned as a witch. And we didn't steal toilet paper from the janitor's closet. Remaining chafed and foul-smelling was a status symbol. I swear, you people are as strange and unpredictable as this magical voice-capturing device.
Classic Hits, 98.7.
Am I a winner?
Are you looking for a bag of Picacho coffee, my friend?
Yes, I am.
I take it you're a big coffee drinker.
Yes, I am.
Well, this is the perfect prize for you to get then. What's your name?
My name is Brian.
Brian, congratulations. I've got this beautiful bag of coffee beans for you. It'll make you quite a few pots of Picacho coffee.
All right. We're going to perk up in the morning.
That's the way you do it, Brian. What station plays Classic Hits?
98.7.
In New Mexico, it's the original.
The new Classic Hits 98.7. That's you too. I'm Sheila. Good morning. Did you see what's happening with the Breakfast Club on the Classic Hits Facebook page? That crazy Ernesto, I swear, he's always hated the red light cameras so much that he is now willing to offer cash out of his own pocket, $9.87, to the first person who can get us a picture of the Redflex red light camera people taking away their equipment from our city streets. I tend to agree. If there's no contract, they're not going to work. Why do we have to have the cameras there, right? So keep your eagle eyes open. If you see the Redflex workers taking the cameras down, you snap a picture of it, get it to Ernesto, and it's $9.87 cash for you from the Breakfast Club on Classic Hits 98.7. The new Classic Hits 98.7. That's Eric Clapton. I'm Sheila, and we are just about to roll into the Lunch Ladies 80s. If you've got a suggestion for me, you can reach me on the Classic Hits Facebook page, or you can reach me in the studio at 524-4560. I've also got a VIP line toll-free if you're out in Sierra or Luna counties. That's 866-VIP-TCFM. The Eurythmics are going to get things started for us in just a few minutes. I've also got a CycleFest ticket winner coming up, but this is Steely Dan on Classic Hits 98.7. The new Classic Hits 98.7. That's Mr. Mister inside the Lunch Ladies 80s. I'm Sheila, serving the best of the decade. And coming up, I'm going to reach into my lunch bag, stir up all of the names that have entered at all of our events, and draw somebody to win the 5-day CycleFest tickets from the only station sending you to Scottsdale, Arizona. Classic Hits 98.7. The new Classic Hits 98.7. Those are those sharp-dressed men, ZZ Top. And they're playing next week in Scottsdale, Arizona as part of CycleFest with Arizona Bike Week and the only station in southern New Mexico sending you for 5 days of music and motorcycles is Classic Hits 98.7. And we've been taking entries everywhere we've been in southern New Mexico, and I think it's time to put all those entries into the lunch bag and draw somebody out. Let's see here. Oh, that's an apple. Excuse me. Peanut butter sandwich out of the way. I want a name. Here we go. Here we go. The name is... Oh, look, I can read it and everything. Richard Enriquez. Richard, check it out. I should call him up. What am I waiting for? Let's call him up. Let's find out what he thinks about going to Cycle Fest.
Hello?
Hi, Richard. You're on the air with Sheila from Classic Hits 98.7.
Classic Hits, all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I've been doing all right. It's the first time a radio station ever called me.
Well, the other day you came by to see us at Las Cruces Motorsports. Do you remember that?
Right, exactly. I sure did.
And you filled out this little entry form right here, and you were looking for Cycle Fest tickets for Scottsdale, Arizona?
Yes.
Your name just came out, buddy. You're going.
Oh, man, right on.
Who are you liking? ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts? Who are you liking?
I like all of them. I'm an old school rock and roller.
How about 5-day tickets? You can go over there to Scottsdale, Arizona for 5 days and watch all those concerts if you want to.
Ooh, just made my day.
Tell us the only station in southern New Mexico sending you to Cycle Fest.
88.7.
I want you to watch
the new classic hits, 98.7. James called, wanted to hear a little bit of the Jay Giles Band in the Lunch Ladies 80s, so there's a little bit of freeze frame for you. Now, coming up after lunch, we're going to hear from Peter Criss as he weighs in on Kiss, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can promise you that his lips are not sealed. It's the Go-Go's on Classic Hits 98.7. The new classic hits, 98.7. I'm Sheila. Good afternoon. We've been hearing a lot about the controversy behind the induction of Kiss into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We've heard Paul Stanley's take on it. We've heard from Ace Frehley. And now Peter Criss weighs in on how he feels about the original Kiss not performing.
The fact that we're not performing is heartbreaking. I was crazy enough to think even if I had to get back in the Cat outfit, I would have been proud to do it. Because whether in or out of makeup, I am the Catman. When I put it on, I become this whatever, as Ace Frehley becomes a spaceman. But then I couldn't think of sitting there watching somebody else in my makeup. It was almost like I'm all right with that, and I'm not, and I never will be. You better believe I want to play my drums for you guys. So it's a lousy thing to know you're going to get a great big cake, but you can't have a piece of it.
The new classic hits, 98.7. After 3 o'clock, it's the free ride driven by Jason. And then when you wake up in the morning with the Breakfast Club, you'll find out if Ernesto found anybody who got him a picture of the Redflex red light camera people taking their equipment off our streets. He's willing to pay $9.87 for that picture, so start snapping away. I'm Sheila. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on Classic Hits 98.7.